This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. I'm looking at the survey here from Lucid Talk. Stand and take a bow if you are a doctor or a nurse, if you are a hard-working employee of the health service. You are trusted. We trust you. The people of Northern Ireland trust you. Also, if you're just arriving into school, or maybe you're in the common room in school and you're a teacher, you should feel very proud of yourself. The people of Northern Ireland trust you. If you're an ordinary man or woman, hardworking man or woman, just out and about getting through life, the people of Northern Ireland trust you. Now, I'm surprised by this one. Apparently, the people of Northern Ireland trust the pollsters, but then the pollsters did the survey. Don't believe them on that. As a matter of fact, let me check with Bill White, who is from Lucid Talk. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Brian.
Am I reading this correctly? We trust the nurses and doctors. We trust the teachers. We trust the ordinary Joe or Josephine. We trust the pollsters. Am I looking at this survey correctly?
Well, maybe the last two, you know, the scores, the doctors and nurses coming in around over 80, teachers about 70, 80. We asked people just on the question, there's a slider scale. We said if you have the totally untrustworthy, score 0, totally trustworthy, score 100, and obviously anywhere in between. And then we averaged all the results from the 1,500 or 2,080 sample Northern Ireland representative. So doctors 80, teachers 70. The ordinary man in the street that you mentioned there, he's coming in around 60, again, along with ourselves, pollsters. And then, you know, so I wouldn't say they're all just totally, you know, 60. 60's okay. It's not too bad, but there's a bit of doubt in there.
Yeah, you know? But you see, you have to look at it in terms of how you're judging it. I'm looking at nurses and doctors and saying 83% of the people trust them. And then I'm looking down to...
83. Not 83% of the people. Northern Ireland scored them at 83 out of 100 for trust. The whole 2080. That's the idea.
Okay, but
that, right?
in any survey, 83 is a good figure. You know what I mean? This is what I mean.
Oh, it's a good figure. Well, that's for the doctors and nurses. Absolutely. Yeah. I was talking about the latter two, the ordinary man and woman on the street. But you good results. Pollsters, yes, we were, you know, pleased with that.
But 60 is a good figure when you compare it to what I'm comparing it to, because I'm looking at the politicians where they only score 30. They only score 30.
Yeah,
and just
indeed.
Above them, this is what hurts me. I'm taking this dagger out of my bleeding heart. The Northern Ireland media, the TV, radio and newspapers, only 35 points. You know, doctors are getting 83.
Right.
What, you know, why am I not trusted? Why is Paul Clark not trusted? Why are the Noel Thompsons of this world not trusted? Surely we are.
You didn't mention the famous name there, though, of course, Stephen Nolan. I have to say we collect all the comments from, you know, the thousands of comments we collect. I don't know what they were to do with Nolan and the Nolan Show. I'm not saying that.
But why would you not trust the man? The man is publicly providing a service because he does it in a controversial way. He's on television shouting into the camera and whatever. But he's providing a service. It's about trust. He's got a massive production team. Do we distrust everyone who works behind the scenes on the Nolan programme?
Well, no, I don't think it's a trusting, you know, it's a level of not trusting everybody behind the scenes. I mean, you know, Frank, there has been a number of incidents with the media, not least of which, Frank, you know, the recent one there with the policewoman, you know, possibly with a bomb under her car, you know, Ian Paisley tweeted about it, Nolan went for that in the show, that sort of thing. Of course it was a mistake, we all make mistakes, but that creates an image, you know, and I'm not saying there's been other incidents as well. I mean, that, as you know, that turned out it was a car malfunction, as you know, that incident. I think it was a couple of weeks back or 10 days ago. So little things like that, I have to say, you know, from my personal opinion, Frank, you feed into that. And, of course, the media worldwide's had a knocking, you know, Trump and all the rest of it. So the whole image of the media that people see on TV at night, and obviously they're letting that subconsciously come into their view of the Northern Ireland media, you know, as well. So, you know, but to be fair, not only, like Northern Ireland clergy and ministers, they're down at, you know, 52, which is not a very good score. Interestingly, we do the
Brexit. Yeah, but we'll get to the priests. Hold on, I'll get to the priests and the clergy in a moment, because they've beaten us and they've got a shocking bad rap recently, understandably, because of one horrific story. And to think that that story is in the public domain.
Well, there's been other stories as well, of course.
Without doubt. But very recently, the priests have been caught in the eye of a storm where you would understand that people don't trust what is going on. But I do want to get back to the media for a moment, because we've touched we've touched on the politicians this morning, and we've been speaking to politicians, and they simply aren't trusted here in Northern Ireland. Now, is there any one politician that skews it to the disfavour of all the other politicians, if, as you're saying, people's lack of trust of Stephen Nolan ruins it for every other journalist?
Well, yes. I mean, to be fair, we didn't ask that. We just asked Northern Ireland politicians in general. A number of comments made. There were some names of various politicians, but, you know, to be fair, it wouldn't be ethical to mention particular names, because everybody's got a different opinion. I think it's just a general image of politics. The current talks process hasn't helped recently, Frank. You know, the whole image of, you know, deadline slipping, you know, which is unfair. I know that was the Secretary of State, but the whole image is you know, of politicians is not the best. So it's interestingly, they're ahead of Westminster politicians. You should probably notice there, we did ask about Westminster politicians as well. They come in worse than Stormont politicians, which sort of suggests people here don't, although they may have to cope with some form of direct rule, they don't actually trust it. So, and that's across all communities, Frank, you know.
Yeah, and
so,
Okay, I'm going to get to the other professions in just a moment, but I have to ask one final question, simply on the back of me feeling, you know, as hurt as I am this morning on behalf of journalists and people writing in newspapers being at the bottom of this slag heap. If we were to, you know, say, suggest that Stephen goes and works in America and becomes very successful over there, and is no longer on the airwaves of Northern Ireland, would the public opinion be more favourable of journalists in Northern Ireland?
Oh, well, that's a big unknown question, Frank. I'm quite sure, of course, Frank, if you would just ask the question about you alone, you'd been right up there with the doctors and nurses. I have to say that, of course, since I'm talking to you. But, I mean, you know, it's very hard to tell. But we asked the general question. It maybe it's unfair just to mention Nolan in this.
He came in for specific criticism. You said that.
He did. Well, no, I said there's a large number of comments, as you would expect. You know, and there are voluntary comments that people make, word of his show, some of them complaining, some of them thought he's a little bit of aggressive. You know, he knows himself. I mean, he's already mentioned about this view that he contributed to a little bit to the talks breaking down recently, or maybe had too much of an influence over that. I mean, those comments came through. I mean, that's no great secret, because obviously people have already said that to him on air on this program, you know. So that's all fed through a little bit. But, I mean, it wasn't specifically, I mean, it didn't say I scored him low. They did mention him in the comments. I don't know. Those people may have, you know, allowed other things to influence their score of the Northern Ireland media. So we just asked that general score. And, it is a very broad question. It included, you know, everything, media and newspapers. Maybe people are allowing social media, though we did ask a separate point about social media, but the WIP score is quite low as well.
Yeah, but maybe people don't like excellent journalism. Maybe they don't want to hear the truth.
Yes, well, there is that. There is that possibility. You could interpret it in different ways. I have to say, Frank, like with all poll questions, you have to make them easy to use and simple, and therefore you lose a little bit in terms of what exactly the people mean when you score Northern Ireland media so low, you know. So, I mean, again, that's open to debate. That's for you guys to debate and think about it. But certainly, it's quite a low score. But, you know, if it's a little bit of a compensation, I mean, I study polls worldwide and in Britain and elsewhere, and I mean, media, well, this is no great secret either. Media is scoring quite low on levels of trust. It may be, you know, totally unfair. It may be something to do with the Trump effect and him constantly criticizing the media. Because remember, people watch the televisions and they get all this news fed into their psyche and into their minds, and obviously that affects subconsciously maybe their view unfairly of the local media as well. You know, we all get tarred with the same brush. You know, when somebody does a bad poll over in Britain, oh, you know, people sort of, you know, banter me about it, Frank. You know, that's the way it is.
Of course. Right. So let's move to some of the others briefly. The people who don't come out very well, they come out 50-50. The clergy. The clergy's 50-50. Bankers. The bankers and the estate agents. I'll allow you to just tell us about the clergy, the bankers and the estate agents. How do we view them?
Well, the clergy comes in around 50, which is not a particularly good score, because it is viewed as a profession, so you'd expect them to be up around where the doctors and teachers are, to be fair. Interestingly, when we broke that down to unionists, nationalists, unionists scored them much higher, up around 57, 58. It was the nationalists voters, which you have to say are mostly Catholic, from that Catholic community. They were coming in 41, and then obviously it averaged out around 50. So we've noticed the score from the nationalist voters over the last couple of years, we do this question on an annual basis, has been dropping quite significantly. And again, we have to assume from that, as you just mentioned at the top of the interview, Frank, that they, you know, that could be due with the scandals, particularly the major scandal recently, obviously, as well. So again, that's all the image of that on the news and that type of thing obviously affects people who are involved in the Catholic Church maybe a little bit, because it's quite a low score, around 40, you know.
Okay, it's a low score.
The unionist population.
Yeah, it's a low score, but it's still a higher score than a banker or an estate agent. So we're fonder of a priest than we are of a banker or an estate agent.
Well, we trust them slightly more, Frank. I mean, I think that's what it says. I mean, bankers, yes. I mean, come on, Frank, over the last 10, 15 years, the whole economy's taken a battering, negative equity still around. So, you know, the banking industry's just coming out of that now. And obviously, there's still a level of mistrust there, it has to be said. Estate agents have always had to take it a bit of a banter, you know. So it's obviously they're coming in with the usual score. To be fair, they've never gone much above that score. But we all know, you know, comedians make jokes about state agents and all the rest of it. So obviously that all feeds into perhaps unfairly a little bit in terms of, you know, their views. You know,
Bill, it's always interesting reading these surveys that we do trust. As you said, the Northern Ireland pollsters are actually trusted by 60% of the people, or 60 out of 100. They scored 60 out of 100. Thank you. Where can we read more on it?
Yeah, I was just about to say, Frank, it'll be the full report will be on our website towards the end of the week. So, and again, on Twitter and Facebook, etc. If you want to look at the scores in detail and look at the unions breakdown, Nationalist Alliance, who they trust as well. Because there's some interesting differences there. You know, Alliance scored the PSNI much higher. Interesting, we didn't say PSNI actually score more than solicitors and lawyers, which is interesting.
That's
true. The overall Northern Ireland Trust.
Okay.
So it's another interview. Didn't mention that. Okay, fine.
Okay, good. Bill, I've got to leave it there. In fairness, the police do come out with 55 compared to journalists who have 33 points and politicians who have about 30. And the police are more highly thought of than indeed the priests, the lawyers, the bankers, or the estate agents. Lucid Talk, if you want to read more about it. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in.